This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Six foot six in a lion's hat.
Why not, Cart? Just why?
This is Leavers Podcast. Do you wanna hit that for me real quick? This is a lion's hat.
6'2" man is petty. 6'2" man is petty. I'm so mad at myself for doing that.
Oh, welcome back to the show, everybody. It's been a good day since we last talked to you.
It's literally been a day. We talk to everybody every single day.
Sorry, man. I'm all thrown off because we had to change our times today. It is what it is. Our next generation comes first. I get it. But that means like I got a great workout in this morning and I'm on my second coffee by now. I've already had a couple business meetings. So like, things are working. Like you're going to get a rejuvenated, energized version of me for this episode.
You're having a good hair day too.
This is like bedhead stuff, but I'm good with it.
But like, it's that kind of like, oh, like it's messy, but like, it's like, oh, it's kind of messy.
Like I'm a mischievous boy.
Yeah, a little bit.
You want to give us the YouTube comment of the day?
I would love to do that before this goes anywhere else that it probably should not go. Let's
see. 245 and a liar. 245 and a liar.
Okay. Come on now. Thank you for the 245, by the way.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Let's see here. I don't want to pick any of these like comments.
Intermittent fasting and a minister.
You're a reverend.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Not a minister. Rev. My bad.
Come on now. Jesus. Okay, you know what? Calling on the comment section. Guys, what's going on here? Get together. Let's go with this one though. This comes from Dennis Desran. How do you guys have a basketball show? He also called it basketball, not one word, and not know anything about college basketball history. Nobody from IU's undefeated team, no Steve Smith, no credibility screenagers. Screenagers is a bar.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Don't give that the credit.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't deserve. I thought it kind of does.
No. Nope. Okay. Nope.
I didn't want to pick anyone from IU's undefeated team because I didn't want them on my team. I'm the coach. I run a tight ship.
Yeah. We're 30.
We're 31.
We're 31. 30. I thought 30 is like a state of mind, but like, I don't know. Like I can, like, why are we acting? No, now I have a thing. Why are we acting like 30-year-olds are young? Like we're old. We are old heads at this point. Old. So if you're coming at us for being 30, being too young, like I would do some self-reflection here. Okay. Like we are obviously going to cater to names that we have watched play in our lives. If you are that upset, that I took Calbert Chaney in the 12th round because I knew Carter didn't know who he is. That's on you, okay? That's on you.
Can you stop disrespecting my Calbert Chaney knowledge?
I mean, you were never going to take Calbert Chaney, and I knew that.
I was never going to take him, but I know who he is.
Do you think you won the draft? This is the number one draft we put a graphic out that people are like, I think Cart won.
Yeah, I think this might be my first one. I think I got one under my belt.
I still think it's close, but I think you did a good job. You definitely played to like Gen Z Michigan State fans with your draft.
What gen are we?
I don't know. Gen Pop.
I think we're millennials.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Millennium was a great Backstreet Boys album.
Millennium was my first concert.
That's a hit concert. You probably heard The Call in person.
Yeah, it slapped. I forgot who. One of my aunts on my mom's side took me.
Not the aunt who's married to the uncle you hate?
No, not that aunt.
Okay, that's good.
No, we're locked in.
All right. Yeah, you want to move to the Discord?
I would love to move to the Discord. Is there a reason someone should join the Discord?
Well, actually, right now, the college football game is coming out, and we're doing a Sleepers Dynasty, online dynasty. So
I think there's like in the background right now.
Yeah, I downloaded mine this morning. We got like 25 people signed up for this online dynasty. We got a PS4 league and PS5, excuse me. We got PlayStation and Xbox leagues. Cart and I are both in the Xbox league. Very excited about this.
Wait, are you able to participate?
What do you mean?
Did you have to retire the 360?
It was Xbox One, first off. Thank you. Yeah, but I bought an Xbox X over the weekend.
Oh, you did? Okay, nice.
Yeah, very exciting. Early returns are great. I've been playing Top Spin, like the 2K tennis game. It's electric.
Does that have online?
Yeah.
We might have to link up.
I'm Carlitos. Vamos. it's fantastic. Yeah, you should join the Discord for that reason. That's just a fun, timely reason. But also, more importantly, join it because it supports us. I think we've alluded to this a little bit. July is our first quiet off-season month, which is a bummer. It's to be expected because it's the dog days right now. But your support in the form of joining the Discord is truly a way to keep the lights on because we are somewhat of a seasonal business. And if the money we made this July or are making this July became a year-round number, we would no longer do daily episodes. So if you want to show support, if you want to make sure you still get daily episodes from us, please join the Discord. That is the most direct, obvious way you can support us. There are some other ways coming in the form of merch that we'll be dropping this Friday on our Twitter account for our big golf date that we have with the Swing Happy guys. Daily check-in on that. How are you feeling before the golf outing?
I mean, nerves are definitely a part of it, I think. But I'm feeling fairly confident, I think. I think I'm feeling the best I can.
Okay, that's good. That's a good sign. Yeah, a lot of numbers being shared. You shot an 88 over the weekend?
No.
You told us you shot an 88 over the weekend.
I never said I shot an 88.
Yes, you did.
No, I put an 88 into my app, but that wasn't the score.
Why did you put an 88 into your app?
Well, because when I was playing, I definitely took like more than one shot. You know, it was one of those rounds. Like I was trying to work on some things, so I didn't feel confident putting that score into the app because it that wasn't the actual score. You know what I'm saying?
But you put it into the app
because I didn't put it on purpose. Like I was on 18 birdies and I was like keeping track of everything, right? And I definitely took more than one shot a couple times, like from the fairway or something like that. If I messed up, so like when I got to the end of the round, I didn't mean to hit save. I just meant to like exit out and use it, but then once they commented on it, I was like, oh shit, I actually put that in the app. Let me go ahead and delete that because that I definitely did not shoot 88.
Okay. You were also pretty intoxicated, I think, by the sound of it.
No.
That's a no, really?
No, not at all.
Oh, I thought you were having a couple drinks on Saturday during this golf round.
Not a couple, but
just a couple. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. Okay. To the Discord. We read the comments every single day. You know that by now if you listen to the show. We start with Deacon Sully, who says, name three protagonists and three antagonists in the Discord.
Pro, I'm going to say Ulamog, Melba. Is Melba even in the Discord anymore? Or did she leave?
Melba's in the Discord. I think she's still very much supporting the show, but she's, I think, taken quiet route this offseason, which is smart.
Smart. I go Melo, and then I go myself.
You're a protagonist?
Yeah. Antagonist, easily Malik, Sleeve Nash, Coleman's burner.
That's pretty good. I would say Sleeve and Coleman and me instead of Malik. I think the protagonists are definitely Melba. I think Ryan the Lion has become a protagonist, which is a shocking turn of events after the first couple months. He's definitely become a guy people root for in there. I don't know. I'm struggling to come up with a third protagonist. I guess it's you. I guess, but like that doesn't feel fun. You're not fun to root for.
Hey.
Jew Bowie says, can you name every shooting guard in the Big Ten that you would rather have on your team than Fletcher Lawyer? This was a Discord discussion both in and out of the Purdue channel this weekend. There are a few Purdue fans who feel very strongly. I think it was Jay Hart leading the charge here, but a couple others that feel very strongly. Fletcher Lawyer is like obviously one of the best shooting guards in the Big Ten and like at minimum a top five shooting guard in the Big Ten. I don't know that it's that obvious.
Was the argument in the Big Ten or in the country?
In the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten? I mean, do we want to do a quick exercise?
I'll just give you some names. So Fletcher Lawyer would be the best shooting guard on Maryland, although you could talk me into like a DHS breakout year, but no.
Yeah.
Cannon Carlisle versus Fletcher is close.
It is. I think I take Fletch right now.
I would take Fletch too. But it's close. Like
we could revisit that towards the end of the season.
Freshman to sophomore breakout, I think, is a very typical thing. So you would expect Cannon to get a little better, maybe Fletch, maybe not. I don't know. Roddy Gale or Fletcher?
I'd say Roddy Gale.
It was very close, but I think Roddy was better last season and projects to be better this season. John Blackwell or Fletch?
I think you take Fletch right now, but I think I personally would take Blackwell.
Fletch was better last season, but I think Blackwell might be the better player.
Yeah.
Come next season. Meechie Johnson or Fletch? I think Meechie was better.
Yeah, Meechie was better.
Jay Nakins or Fletch?
Either way on that. I mean, probably Fletch, but
Fletch was Fletch was probably better last season, but I think I'd bank on Akins this year. Iowa, I think Fletch would be the best because it's like Josh Dix. I don't know.
Josh Dix is better than Fletch, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Nebraska is like a Essien. No. Illinois, Kasparis or Fletch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Minnesota, Fletch would be the best. Northwestern, Ty Berry or Fletch?
Ty Berry,
Penn State, Fletch would be the best. Rutgers, it's either Dylan Harper or Jeremiah Williams.
Both of those are better than Fletch.
Washington is DJ Davis. He was better than Fletch. USC is Dez Claude.
Better than Fletch.
Oregon was TJ Bamba.
Also better than Fletch.
UCLA was...
All right, this is taking...
No, we're not step. Done. UCLA was Sebastian Mack.
Maybe Fletch.
So like at minimum, Fletch is on a list with like 13 names. And I think there's like at least four you would say are definitely better. And you can argue Fletch is fifth, but I think like the strong belief that he's like clearly one of the best shooting guards in the league, I think remains unproven. And maybe he becomes that this year, but he needs to take a leap in order to get there. And that's the point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I lost my place because I was so into a Fletcher Lawyer dialogue. Malik says, the only thing I didn't like about the flinch portion was Greg defending him in the championship game. Flinch wings didn't play good. Simple as that. That's a Fletcher Lawyer diss from Malik. We're going to move on. Guy says, how many inches taller than your height does your wingspan need to be to get an automatic scholarship to Florida, BYU, Oregon, or Baylor?
Plus five minimum.
Is that for like you or is that for just any human in general?
I think for any, not any human in general. I think you got to have a plus wingspan. I think they probably plus three, I think is where we'll have a conversation. Anything under plus like 2.5, then,
how many inches taller than my height would my wingspan need to be for me to get a scholarship offer to Duke?
So you're 6 what?
I'm 6'2".
I would need at least a 6'7" wingspan out of you.
Yeah, see, I'm not good enough at basketball to get a scholarship offer from that. But like I'm like if I had a 7'7" wingspan, I'm just me, but I have a 7'7" wingspan. Is there a world where I would get a scholarship offer to Duke?
Probably not. But I think you could play somewhere, not Duke though.
Be a good rim protector.
At 6'2"?
So what would the wingspan need to be then for the Duke offer? Like 8'6"?
For you?
For me. What wingspan would I need to
seven
get
a 7 foot wingspan?
I just said 7'7" and you said I might not be a Duke.
Oh, you did? Oh, sorry, yeah. My apologies.
7 foot, okay. All right.
You want to guess my wingspan?
I think it's an inch shorter than your height.
No, it's same.
Is it really?
Yep, 6'7" wingspan.
Can we measure that?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Malik says, the best basketball movie for me would have to be The Mighty Max. It's about women's college basketball, and it was pretty good. The worst basketball movie, Uncle Drew, hands down. Never heard of Mighty Max.
Either have I. Have I asked you your favorite basketball movie?
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter? That's a good pick. I'll go with that or He Got Game.
I haven't seen He Got Game.
That's kind of unacceptable.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You should watch it.
I should watch it. I like all basketball.
Have you seen Blue Chips?
No.
What? Mm-mm. God damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I like all basketball movies. I just need to do it.
Great flicks.
Clear-headed Illini fan says, we need a Sleepers Media four-man scramble golf log. I'd pay so much money to see Cart, Riley, Ralph, and Brian Waddell's weird uncle playing together as a team. That would be electric, whether y'all even golf or not.
Is there any comment on you being called Brian Waddell's weird uncle?
It's crazy. It's a stretch, but it's crazy. Like, I'd much rather pass for, like, older brother that's weird than uncle. Uncle's absurd. What am I, 47? I mean, we're filming this Friday. It's us versus the Swing Happy Guys. Shout out, by the way, we have Jay Hart. Shout out Jay Hart, who is driving across state borders to come film this golf outing for us. So if it's bad, you can blame Jay Hart, a.k.a. Feels. If it's good, you can give all the credit to me. And then also some of it to Jay Hart, a.k.a. Feels. It should be fun, though. I think the people that want the golf content from us, we hear you, and we're going to give it a try and see how it goes.
Hope it goes well.
There's not many things we won't try.
Yeah, has there ever been like an idea that got killed or like we just never tried it?
Yeah, anything in the terrorism bucket we threw away pretty quick.
Okay, you can't just joke about having terrorism ideas. We never had terrorism ideas.
That's what I'm saying. They've never, like, we threw that bucket away right away.
There was no bucket to throw.
That's what I'm saying. There was never a terrorism bucket. That's what I'm saying.
No more terrorism talk.
That's what I'm saying.
Golly.
Make it unequivocally clear. This is an anti-terrorism podcast. Malik says, this is for all the glazed liquors in Indiana. We know Flinchman. Malik, I'm sorry. I'm not going to read this. I'm putting my foot down, Malik. We don't need three different Flinch comments in a day that are just you saying words that don't make sense and calling players nicknames you come up with. I love you, Malik, but like you got your Fletcher Flinch one off already. We're going to cap it at one per day on that.
Good call.
Is that fair? Okay. Tristan says to both of you, besides each other, which person on the Xbox side in the college football league whose ass you want to whoop the most? The options are Tristan, Braden Shrewsbury, Ryan Ralph, Jay Hart, Jack J7, Connor Hope, Fletcher, Ethan Basila, and the two of us.
Two answers. One, I want to beat, actually three. You and Ethan, I want to beat just to hold it over one of you two's heads. Like, I feel like that would be great to have that one up on you. To really test myself, though, I have a feeling that Shrewsbury is, like, very nice at video games for some reason. I get those vibes. And I feel like if I beat him, I can play with anybody.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. I think Ralph is the one I want the most because Ralph is a legitimate gamer.
Have we ever had a conversation about where we stand, like video game wise, like with football video games?
What do you mean?
Like how? Like have you historically been good at football video games?
So my thing is, I'm not really like an online versus gamer, like. I never played like the shooter games. Again, unequivocally anti-terrorism. I played the Bigs. Do you remember the game, the Bigs, the baseball game?
Oh, yeah.
I was actually ranked 7th in the world in the Bigs at one point. That's a
Oh,
real
wow.
thing. That's a real thing. And then I just stopped playing it because, you know, I stopped doing things after a while. That's the thing about me. So I don't know. Add that up. I don't know. Like, I'm good at, like, dynasty mode. I will say this. The Young Bucks that were organizing this for us, they acted like, oh, you're gonna struggle with the computer, Greg, probably. And they were talking about playing on varsity. Like they were spooked at the concept of, like, oh, we might have to make it Heisman. Like, MF, I've been playing Heisman since you were in kindergarten. Like,
yeah,
what are we doing? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
talk that.
Like, if the Young Bucks are worried about Heisman difficulty, I'm worried about their chances in this league.
Okay.
That's all
I love
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
Historically speaking, I am one of the worst Madden players of all time. But historically, I'm a good video game player. I'm not as good as I used to be, obviously. I don't play as much as I used to. But, like, in my heyday, elite video game player, even like Pete Coven, elite video game player, like Call of Duty, FIFA, I was Himothy. So I'm hoping it translates to college football.
There's a world where we put all the time and effort we put into sleepers into gaming instead, and maybe we're better at that than
like
we are
at our episodes. Is maybe Discord comments and then turn screen, watch us run this game.
Yeah, it's like I'm that Bordeaux dude, but I'm a lot more engaging, and you're sketch, obviously.
Right.
iManer says, what's the Duke villain starting five this year?
Duke villain starting five?
Yeah, like, what's the most hateable Duke starting five?
I'm going to say Caleb Foster at the one, K2 at the two, Isaiah Evans at the three, Cooper Flagg at the four, Malik Brown at the five.
Gillis is up on the villains list.
Flagg at the five, Gillis at the four.
I think Proctor's more villainy than Foster. Maybe not. It might be Proctor, Foster, Khan, Gillis, Flagg
at the five.
That would be my answer. Yeah. A lot of good villains on this team. Sleeve Nash says, I want early nicknames for the five players that were in the draft class. I'll start Reed Shepard is Cocaine Curry. I don't know what five players he's talking about. Is he talking about top five?
I'm guessing. And I honestly, I like the IRS.
IRS is my Reed Shepard nickname.
I like it.
Zachary Risache. What's his nickname?
Just Zachary.
Yeah, just Zachary. I agree. Alex Sarr, Hitch.
Hitch and Hitch.
Yeah, he's Hitch.
Hitch, okay, that's fine.
Reed Shepard was third, and we said IRS. Who went fourth?
Stephon Castle.
Stephon Castle. I don't know. That's such a cool name. I feel like you don't need a nickname.
Your last name is Castle. I feel like you don't really need much.
Yeah. And
your first name is Stephon.
Ron Holland. What do you got?
Ronald McDonald.
Jury duty.
Why is it jury duty?
Because Ronald.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the main character in the show, Jury Duty? And also, Jury Duty is probably like a good way for Ron Holland to spend his time in a couple of years.
Oh, good Lord, Gregory.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack J7 says Carter isn't ready to be put in the dirt by Luke Altmaier week three of the Dynasty.
One thing I'm not going to fear is Illinois football.
One thing I'm not going to fear is a virtual Luke Altmaier.
Right. Like, what are we doing? Like, honestly, we really want to get down to the nitty gritty of it. Illinois football had to do a lot with Coleman leaving. Y'all couldn't get together in 4 or 5 years and get the games packed and be good enough for him to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Malik says, let's give congratulations to a Spartan dog. Travis Trice still shooting up the court. Your new Puerto Rican League MVP. At Riz, he ain't refrying no beans today.
Good on you, Travis.
Congratulations, Travis Trice. Anytime a Spartan legend can have success in Puerto Rico, it deserves being celebrated. Frag McNasty says, damn it, Carter, you pulled me back in. I was fully planning to boycott the Discord until Carter apologized for his coach Painter slander, but you taking the under at a half line on Woodson making the Final Four really tickled my pickle.
Okay. One, I won't be tickling any pickles. Two, did I slander Coach Paint?
Yeah.
I did?
You had a couple weeks about a month ago now where you got some anti-Purdue stuff off that Purdue fans didn't like.
Ah, that doesn't sound like me.
Never seen that before. Jack J7 says Kai Boswell just posted a video of him at a champagne bar making a putt on his public snap story. How does this affect the Bam Bam bounce back narrative? Boswell going back to his Tucson ways at a sports bar?
I'm back in. Can I get video of this?
You're in on Boswell if he's drinking, and you're out on Boswell if he's sober.
If he's banging putts, I might be back in.
Maybe. I feel like there would be a late career change for Boswell where he could be like Tony Finau-esque on the course.
Yeah, Harold Varner-esque.
Kai Boswell would be great. If we were building like a Big Ten scramble team, like what four-man scramble of Big Ten players would we want on the golf course? Kai Boswell would be for sure.
Yeah, Kai Boswell, Luke Goody.
I would have wanted Mason Gillis last year. He looks good in a polo, and obviously he can put him down.
Caleb First.
Caleb First.
Caleb First is going to be nasty in a scramble. And then we need a Michigan player in there.
Your Michigan State boys have been on the links, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Frankie Fiddler's nice, actually.
Actually?
Yeah, he's nice at golf. Yeah, either him or Norman.
Okay. Guy says, do we still get a golf game after this? I think he's talking about the video we're recording. Yes, Friday we're golfing, and we're putting content out around that once I edit it. I Manor says, is the transfer portal a net positive for the sport? Personally, I'm watching the teams of the guys who transferred out of Duke, but does it hurt the casual audience?
I don't think so. I think it makes it exciting personally. I'm not one to down talk it. I know you wavered on it a little bit, but I'm not wavering in my opinion. I like it.
I think it's good. I think there's like harmful ramifications as with anything in the sport when big changes happen, but yeah, in general, it's better for the sport than worse. Burner says, all jokes aside, was Fletcher Lawyer the shooter? Okay, nope, we're not going to read that one. Sorry, I can't believe I read it that far. I Maynard says, Shire may not be number one, but he ain't number five. Despite development concerns, Shire landed Kaman over Self and Cal, Flag over Self and Hurley, and Evans was considering Kansas and Alabama. Anyone can recruit to Duke, just like Kentucky. How's Kentucky's recruiting looking? I responded to this in the thread, but this just makes me think Self should be lower on the list. And also, can we give Mark Pope a full month before we determine if he can recruit high schoolers or not? He's in on all the elite kids.
Okay, Gregory, give
him a just God. Like, what are we doing? Who is Mark Pope recruiting? All the best guards in the country? Like, Jasper Johnson and Caden Lewis were on campus a week ago? Like, Malachi Moreno? Like, he's got all the studs coming to campus.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Like, saying... we haven't seen if he can recruit or not yet. We don't know.
Let him work.
We don't know. Let's see here.
Guy says John Shire stinks. I Manor says daily high major post to prove my sanity day number one. John Shire does not stink.
Respect.
That's a really good play. Coy asks, is Guy's bit tired?
You know what? I love Guy. I do challenge him to come with a bit that I'm actually interested in. He's yet to do it.
Guy, I think, responded to that and said, I don't do any bits other than when I troll, which I don't do very much. This feels like a conversation between Coy and Guy, so we're going to move on. I Manor says, LSU football is a pressure cooker. They give a coach everything they need to win money, recruiting base, facilities, probably the best home field advantage in the sport. Only problem is they expect you to win very fast or get out of town. Who's the college basketball equivalent of that?
Ooh, win very fast, get out of town with all the resources.
I think it's Kentucky, right?
Yeah, probably, I would say.
Or, I mean, UConn fired a coach who won a national championship. Or it got rocky. Like, that's one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, if there's anybody. Like, if it started going bad, it, like, no. Because the thing is, if it started going bad at some of the Blue Bloods, like, they would be out of there really quick. Honestly, maybe North Carolina?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of those are, like, too good. Like, there's not disaster potential at schools like that, you know?
Mike was in Indiana.
I Maynard says, on the Brotherhood podcast, Mason Gillis said one other team was in the running for his transfer recruitment and they would have needed to convince him to not go to Duke. Any insight on who that team was? If not, can I get an educated guess?
I have no insight on that, but it could be Notre Dame with Shrewsbury as Jay
Hart. That's what I would guess.
Yeah.
But I do have no insight on that.
That's probably an educated guess. Sleeve Nash says, Rob, starting to worry me with his size. He might just be too small for the NBA. Trae Young had the same issue when he first entered the league. We'll see if Rob can figure it out. Are you worried about Rob Dillingham's size?
No, we're fine. He'll figure it out. Trae Young figured it out.
I'm a little worried about it. I think Trae Young's better at basketball than Rob Dillingham.
Maybe.
Well, I think a lot.
Possibly.
I think a lot. What player from the past 10 years would you add to your team to make it better? Don't just say the most talented guy, but make sure he fits into the team.
Easy answer as a Michigan State fan. Give me a center. Just give me Xavier Tillman. And I'll figure it out. Like, I think that falls into the category, not the best guy. Like, not adding like a Jaren or something like that. I think X fits into that category for me.
Okay. Yeah, I just take, yeah, it's Trey Burt, which is also the best player I've seen.
He's too good, though.
Is he? Michigan needs a point guard. You want me to take a point guard that's worse than Trey Burt for? Like, what's the exercise?
Isn't that what he asked in the, like, obviously don't take the most talented.
Well, he's like, focus on fit. Okay, I need the best point guard I can get.
Oh, well, F fit then. I want Jaren Jackson as my five.
Does Derek Walton fit better for my team than Trey Burke? No, he's not as good. So, like,
I don't know. Yeah, I need a point guard. That's the best one. Your Serbian Boiler says, in response to yesterday, the real grind in College Football 25 is taking over your rival and driving their program so deep into the ground that it will never recover. You think simulated Indiana fans are safe from my wrath? They're not. Get ready to virtually suffer for a long, long time. That's actually a great idea, and if a streamer did that, I would watch the shit out of that. Like, can we get Michigan football to be winless? How quickly can we do that?
That's some generational hate.
That would be really, really fun. Purdue Fox says, which Discord users are secretly burner accounts for players in the Big Ten? Same question again, but coaches.
I have some suspicion that D. Crump is somewhat a part of a basketball program, whether it be like staff member or something like that. Player-wise... There's a world where Malik Perry's Mati Sissoko.
I've been thinking Malik is Malik Hall for forever. And then if I hadn't met Fields on the golf course, Jay Hart, I would think Jay Hart is Fletcher Lawyer.
He isn't, right?
No, he claims he went to high school with Fletch. He kind of looked like Fletch, though, in person.
Are we sure he's not Fletch?
Maybe I was just blind that day. I don't know. Coaches, I don't know. I don't think there's a coach in the Discord.
He Crump is one.
The office one. Okay. Guy says, I turn 18 in about 2 weeks. Can I have a list of five dumb things that I could theoretically do now?
Honestly, 18 is not really an age that much really goes down for you. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's not like 21 or something like that. You can now consent to things. That's about it.
What are the top five things that you would consent to?
Me?
Yeah. Like, if you're about to turn 18. What are the What are the five things you're ready to consent to?
I mean, shit.
I don't want to answer this. You dodge this one.
I don't want to answer this.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dylan Terpstra says, "You guys listen.
I'll let a girl don't see she's trying to get on Sandillo.
You guys listen to the 2016 XXL Brain Rot Cipher. It goes hard. John Pork on my wrist.
Shout out to Young Mantis for that. That was pretty funny.
I don't get it. Can you explain all of that?
So 2016 XXL Cipher is like one of the greatest, most iconic ones of all time. It was like 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert. It's just like, and it's kind of become like this.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Thing that it's like, oh, have you seen, like, you, it was like a joke for a long time. You shouldn't talk to anyone who hasn't seen that. You shouldn't talk to anyone who doesn't understand that. Like, there was a whole thing, like, guys, like, showing their girlfriends and their partners this video before anything to make sure, like, they're the one. But it's just like, you know, like the XXL like cipher, right? For the freshman, yeah, every year.
I have seen the cipher. Like, I am so, like, familiar with the original video.
2016 is like the most famous one.
I follow that part. I don't follow why Mantis and his friends remade this video, or why we're calling it a brain rot video, or like why this went viral.
I think brain rot is like the actual like title of like the kind of like their group, I guess, like the YouTube group.
I've never seen brain rot before. That might be a new Mantis thing if it is.
I think it is, but it was okay. It was funny.
I mean, I love Mantis, but aren't they just, they're just lip syncing it? That's all it is?
No. They came up with their own rap to the 2016 beat.
Oh, so they just rapped their own shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a parody rap.
Okay.
And they're saying a bunch of like bullshit.
It was a great video. Yeah. I think I'm too old for this.
Are we old or are we young? We got to get to the bottom of that.
We're old. Deacon Sully says, if you had a beer for every time I've threatened someone or something in this group chat, how hammered are you?
If I could round up, I'd probably be somewhere near like 243 beers.
Yeah, I think I'd be 20 feet in the ground. That's where I would be. Those are all the comments today. We asked for some love from the comment section. The Discord members stepped up, I feel like, today. That was a good comments day. Appreciate you, Discord. You know who else I appreciate, Cart?
Who?
You.
Why?
You know who else I appreciate?
Who?
Duncan Mechanical Solutions. Duncan Mechanical, they have your back, Cart. And from what I've been hearing, you've been having some back problems.
Yeah, also got a big one.
Well, Duncan Mechanical Solutions can help fix that, except they're not a chiropractor in any way, shape, or form. They're actually the best quality furnace repair HVAC company that serves Northeast Indiana and Southern Michigan that you can find, whether it's heating and air conditioning, plumbing, kitchen, bath remodeling, emergency services, or if you just need to talk to a friend. Duncan Mechanical Solutions has you covered. Don't call them and ask to just talk, though. They probably won't like that. But if you do call them, tell them Sleeper sent you. You can get 20% off. Go to DuncanMechanicalSolutions.com for more information. Take advantage of that offer right now. Let's get to the show, man. Topic one today. You want to guess what it is?
I'm going to say, for some reason, I feel like you want to guess the points per game for a team.
How'd you know?
Wait, for real, like, go through a team's roster and like.
I told you this one. This was supposed to be topic two, but now it's topic one. We can start with it. This might become a series. This was something people asked us to do in the Discord a while ago, and I just like quickly threw some numbers out. But now we've put real thought into this. So we're gonna take Purdue as our guinea pig here. We're gonna just try this out with Purdue and see if we like this as a segment. And if we do like it as a segment, we'll do other teams in the next couple weeks. So starting with Purdue. I want to give points per game projections for every single player on Purdue. You and I have not compared notes. We both have numbers. We will average the two numbers together, and that's the number we will actually go with here. So last season, I believe Purdue scored, what, just over 80 points a game? Last season, yeah, Purdue scored 82.3 points a game. So we would, on paper, project Purdue's team to score a little less than that this year, although with per-game stats... you know, there's some guys like 10th on the list that aren't going to be in the every game rotation. So if these add up to like 85, that's on par with what I think Purdue could score this year. And it'll probably net in like the high 70s, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So first off, I have 10 players. I didn't go beyond the top 10 because I don't think there will be more than 10 players in the every game rotation. Is that same with you?
I might be missing a player. I got Harris, Jacobson, First, Cox, Colvin, Heidi, TKR, Lawyer, Braden Smith. Who am I missing?
Will Berg.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said guys that matter.
All right. Add Will Berg and throw a number down there. We'll add this up together. Okay. I'm excited for this. Do you want to start at the top of the list and work down?
Sure. Let's how do you going off like the roster or just name players?
Oh, I assume we have the same leading scorer on Purdue. I assume it's Braden Smith, correct?
Yes.
What's your number for Braden Smith points per game next year? Last season he was at 12.0 points a game. That was obviously with Zach Edey. We would expect a jump.
Yeah, I have him at 25.
No, you don't.
I'm kidding, Gregory. I have him at 18 points a game.
I was going to get so mad. Did you not do decimals?
No.
Rookie score. I hate that out of you. Okay. You have 18 points a game for Braden. I have 16.2 points for Braden, which means the actual number for Braden is 17.1. We say we're not a math podcast. For this segment, we have to be a math show. So I'm going to do my best with the calculator app out. 17 points a game for Braden. Do we actually think that's real?
I think that's low end for him.
You have it at 18. Like you think that's possible?
Yeah, I do. I think it very much is possible. I think that they're going to be asked more of him to score. And, you know, with Zach Edey leaving, I think there's going to be more opportunities for him to be aggressive and him to look for his own shot.
Is that first team All-American-y if he has 18 points a game? Because, like, what do the assists look like with that?
Like 18 and 7?
18 and 7 would be, like, best guard in the country, right?
Yes.
And you're banking on that?
Yes.
I'm with that. I'm in. I have lower points. I think a reasonable jump for Braden this year would be from 12 to 16, and I think the assists stay high. I think I'm higher on his assists. If we were doing assists per game, I think I'd be in the 8-9 range. People think his passing is going to go down. I don't think it is. I think he's going to shoot more and just be asked to create for others the same amount, if not more. So, okay, 17.1 for Braden. Second leading scorer, I also assume, is the same. I have Trey Kaufman-Wren.
Yes.
What's your number for TKR?
Actually, no, sorry. He's not my second.
He's not? Who is your second?
No. My second is Cam Heidi.
Wow, we are really split on this. Cam Heidi's fourth on my list. What's your number for Cam Heidi?
13 points a game.
13 points a game for Cam Heidi. That feels so high to me. I have Cam Heidi as the fourth leading scorer on this team, and I have him at 10.5 points a game. Add it together, that's 11.8 points per game for Cam Heidi. That still feels really high to me, though, Cart. He was like on this USA team in the summer, he wasn't really scoring a lot.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't playing with Braden Smith either, though.
So you think he's just going to be wide open all the time?
I think that there's going to be, as long as he can knock down shots, if he's good for 2 threes a game, I think that's like an easy six given like, and someone's going to have to score the basketball, get out in transition for a couple, get to the line. I think he can get to that number. Like Lance Jones last year averaged 11.
Okay. I shouldn't have assumed we'd be so aligned on this. You having Cam Heidi as the second leading scorer on this team shocks me.
There's not much difference between like second, third, and fourth on my list, though.
Okay, where's well, let's just keep going down your list. Who's third?
Third is TKR.
Okay, I had TKR second. What's your number for TKR?
I also had TKR at 13 points.
Okay.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This is the first one I'm higher on than you. I have TKR at 14.5 points a game. So add this together, that gets TKR to 13.8. So he now overtakes Cam Heidi. We have Braden at 17.1, TKR at 13.8, Cam Heidi at 11.8. Look, I don't think TKR is going to be stellar. I don't think he's going to be best big in the country. Again, there are some people in the Purdue channel talking about, like, there is a world he's the best big in America this year. No, there's not. There's not. Like,
not one. Not
there's
one,
just not a world. There's not a world. He can be very, very good, but let's not comp him favorably to guys like Caleb Swanigan and Travion Williams yet. Like, he's very – the leap would be to get, like, in their stratosphere.
Or, like, you know, Hunter Dickinson's still a part of the – and Jani Broom, yeah. Ryan Kalkbrenner. Like, he's not on that level. That's
and
fine.
Also, the signs that, like, oh, early practice, TKR spending all his time at the four – do not indicate that he's the best big in the country, because if he was, he'd probably be the five on this team and you'd surround him with shooting and feature him. If he's playing the four, he's playing next to a true big again. So that, I don't see how there's a massive scoring leap with that. But to me, I do think 14.5 can happen, because I think he will be featured as the low post scorer. And if you're the featured low post scorer on Purdue, you're going to be really productive, right? Like, when's the last time they haven't had a center in like 13, 14 range?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's going to happen. So 13.8 feels like a good landing spot, maybe a little conservative. But if he's 13.8, like seven, that's probably like a second or third team All Big Ten player.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so fourth on the list, I think we both have Fletcher Loyer.
We do.
Okay, what's your number?
I have Fletcher at 12 points a game.
I have Fletcher at 12.2 points a game, Cart. So we're very aligned. That would make it down to 12.1 for his average. That puts him just ahead of Heidi on our projections. Fletch, 10 points a game last season, and he shot the lights out, but Lance Jones took a lot of his shots. So it would reason to believe with Lance Jones gone, maybe he just shoots it a little more and he gets a small scoring bump.
Yep, that's kind of where I was leaning with it.
Is there any world where Fletch scores like 15 a game? Could happen.
It could, because, I mean, you got to think he's a guy who back-to-back years basically averaged 10 points a game, 11 points a game, whatever it was. There is a world where he does make that jump. I don't see it, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's unlikely, but I think it could happen. But third leading scorer on this team, I think, would be a good development for Fletch, for sure.
Mm.
Okay. My fifth name is Miles Colvin. Is that your fifth name?
I have Miles Colvin at five as well.
Okay. What's your points per game for Miles?
9 points a game for Miles.
We're aligned right now. I like it. I have 9.3 for Miles Colvin, which means we're going to round up for Miles.
Hey, 9.2
is the number for Miles Colvin with our collab. Just under 10 points a game. I feel pretty good in that. Somebody's going to kind of have to be like the odd man out of that Heidi Lawyer Colvin group. I thought there was a chance you'd put Colvin ahead of Fletch, Cart. I really did.
I almost got there. I did.
And then you remembered who Fletch is?
Yeah, I remember Fletch is still Fletch.
Yeah, and Miles still, like, even if he is, like, really good, like, shot maker, I don't, they're not going to, like, give him the ball and let him score much. It's just
Can catch- I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Is there anything that Fletch does better than Miles Colvin?
Yeah.
Better defender.
Put the ball in the deck. Yeah.
He's better at putting the ball in the deck?
I don't trust Miles Colvin to dribble at all. Like, okay. not even dribble once.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Fletch isn't like a let's run him through ball screens, but like Fletch gets buckets occasionally, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. You
know, I think Colvin is like run and dunk and shoot wide open threes.
All right. With you. All right.
It's a good role for that. Like 9 points a game doing that, I think would be a big leap for Miles this year for sure.
100%.
Okay. From here, this could go a bunch of different directions. Who's the sixth leading scorer on your list?
I had Daniel Jacobson.
So did I. I'm shocked you have DJ because I know you don't like him very much.
Yeah, but like it's once you get to this point, the points are not very much far away, though. That's the thing.
What's your number for Daniel Jacobson?
6.
We're so aligned. I have 6.1.
Why? So you just wanted to put decimals, huh?
We're gonna give him 6.1. We're gonna keep rounding up. Is that a good first year?
If I can get like 6'5" and almost a block out of Daniel Jacobson as a freshman, I would take that. Yeah.
So here's my thing. I was thinking about this. I wanted to make this number higher because I think he'll start at the 5. But then I realized I don't think we can say Daniel Jacobson is going to score more than TKR did last year, right? Like
no.
On paper, that would scoring's not really Daniel Jacobson's game to me. So to me, you care about the rebounding numbers, you care about the block numbers. If he starts, I think just by default he'll get to 6 points a game. If he doesn't start, I do think there's a world here where we're too high with this number. Like there is a world where Jacobson just like doesn't score in his freshman season much at all.
Like what would that look like? Like 3 points a game?
Like 3 or 4, depending on the minutes. Like I don't think they're gonna be running any action for Daniel Jacobson at all.
Gotcha. All right.
But I mean he's big. When you're the size that he is, if you just play minutes, you're gonna be productive. Okay, who's 7th? Who's next on your list?
So I got two guys that are tied at 4 points a game. I got CJ Cox and Caleb First.
Ooh, we flipped these guys. So let's just go in order quickly. My order down the rest of the list is Jakari Harris, then Will Berg, then CJ Cox, then Caleb First. And your order is the opposite. What's your order down the list?
It's Cox First, Jakari Harris, and then Will Berg.
You're going to have Will Berg at 0?
No.
Okay. So we can do your list. What do you have? You have 4 points for CJ Cox?
I have 4 for Cox, 4 for First, 3 for Jakari.
Let me do some math, sir.
Sorry, my fault.
CJ Cox you have at 4. I have CJ Cox at 3.4, which means we average him out to 3.7. Next up, you had Caleb First at 4.
Yes.
I had Caleb First at 2.2, which is exactly what he scored last year. So yes. 6 point. That's 3.1 for Caleb First. A little bit of a jump from Caleb. Jakari Harris, you have at what?
3.
I have Jakari Harris at 4.7. I think that's a little low on your end for Jakari Harris. 3.9 is what that averages out to. And Will Berg, I have at 4.1. What do you have?
I have Will Berg at 1.
So 5.1 divided by 2 is 2.6. Okay. Should I read these back?
Yes, I think you should.
Braden Smith, 17.1 points a game. TKR, 13.8 points a game. I'm also going to add these as we go. Fletcher Lawyer, 12.1 points a game. Cam Heidi, 11.8 points a game. Miles Colvin, 9.2 points a game. Daniel Jacobson, 6.1 points a game. Jakari Harris, 3.9 points a game. CJ Cox, 3.7 points a game. Caleb First, 3.1 points a game. Will Berg, 2.6 points a game. You add it all together. It's 83.4 points a game. That's a slight uptick from last year. But remember, with per game numbers, like two of these guys aren't going to play every game. So right. You would realistically drop like 5 points from this. That would get Purdue to around 78 points a game, which I think feels like a good projection.
It does. That feels about right. Good on us.
Good on us. That went way smoother than I thought.
Good on us.
Purdue fans, let us know, in the, not to do that guy, but like, let us know in the comments what we got right and what we got wrong. I'm actually really curious, like, who you think we're too high and too low on here. Topic number two, any guesses?
No.
Okay, topic number two. I want to do a draft. It's a snake draft. I think this is actually a really fun one, though. Really fun one. We're going to draft our all-time athletes that we enjoy watching. All-time enjoyment athletes draft. So this does not have to be college basketball players. This can be any athlete that you have ever enjoyed watching. And not to get too greedy, but I want like an era as part of your answer. Like, I don't just want like Shaquille O'Neal to be the answer. I want like Heat Shaq.
Okay. Got you.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want the first pick or the second pick? We are going to draft six total picks. I'm more excited for this draft than anyone we've ever done.
I'm not. Let's go. I'll go second and third.
You're going second and third. Damn you. Because there, to me, there's a very clear top two. And I don't know which one I want to do here. I think I got it. I got to stay true to who I am. I'm taking young LeBron James.
Which one?
Like young LeBron. Like young. Young like
Cavs.
Young Cleveland Cavs LeBron. Also, I didn't say this rule at the top, but I'm going to say you cannot take any version of LeBron now.
Ah! Yeah.
So like when a name is gone, that name is gone. So I am taking young LeBron James as the athlete I have enjoyed watching more than any athlete ever.
Ooh. Okay. That throws me off a little bit. I was fully prepared to draft Heat Bron.
What would peak Bron be to you?
No, Heat.
Oh, Bron. Heat Bron.
Yeah.
That was too villainy, and I didn't love the team fit there. To me, like, watching young Bron try and just like do it all by himself and realizing how much of a problem he was for everybody was so fun.
When we do these drafts, it helps me like notice how much of a recency bias thing I had. Like, I was fully prepared to like take like Ant Edwards with one. Like, that's it was fun.
You have a very big recency bias problem. You do.
I do. Yeah, I do. Okay. Ooh, who do I want to take?
You have two picks here.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna take Calvin Johnson. Won the year that he set the receiving record.
He wasn't on my board, but I think that's a good pick.
I'm gonna take that. And then I'm gonna take Steph.
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Curry was on my board. That's a good pick. I believe strongly that you left the obvious 1B.
I'm hoping to still get him.
I think there was a 1A, 1B here, and you left a 1B. I think young Tiger Woods to me was the obvious 1A, 1B.
Yeah, that's a good one. That
just nothing good. Like it. Just absolutely nothing like it. And like that now, hurts. So I didn't appreciate it in real time, obviously, because we were little. But like now that we're way more into golf as 31-year-old men, like going back and watching young Tiger full rounds on YouTube, it's just I probably watch more of that than any other athlete ever. It's
different.
It's
crazy. So different. That's a great that is sick value at four.
Thank you. So I have I have two that I'm really fighting myself on, and I think you're more likely to pick one of the two. But if you like, if I botch this, I will not forgive myself. You're also like an unpredictable specimen, so I kind of want to just like, I don't know, let it rock. I think I'm going to trust myself on what I need to do, though. And I think you might pick this guy. College Reggie Bush. College Reggie Bush is the best college athlete I have ever watched. I don't think we will ever see another one. The cutback, like the one big player everybody knows what I'm talking about. That was peak college football fandom for me, was watching Reggie Bush.
Yeah, I lost this draft. This is
incredible. Yeah, you're cooked. I have young cooked. LeBron, young Tiger, college Reggie Bush.
Yeah, this is very special by you. Extremely special. I'm gonna try to fight back the best I can though. I'm gonna take Kemba with UConn. And then,
oh wait, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's a good pick with Kemba. We didn't get what era Curry, like just like peak Warriors Curry.
I was gonna just peak Warriors Curry.
Okay. And then you're doing
honestly before Durant.
Okay.
Like that peak before Durant.
Okay. Yep.
Got it. Yeah. So I'm gonna go Kemba, like that Big East run into tournament run. That whole run, I'm gonna take that UConn, and then, this is tough. Damn it, I'm so mad. You did so good in this draft.
Thank you.
F it. I'm gonna trust myself. I'm gonna take Mahomes.
That's a really good pick.
I'm taking Mahomes.
That's a really, I think that's my favorite pick of yours so far. I would have gone after Mahomes late in the draft for sure. With that said, I can't help but feel that you botched this and left the door open again. I'm taking Lionel Messi. Like I'm taking prime Lionel Messi.
See, that's a good pick, but that's like not even like I would go another way. And honestly, I'm starting to get some ideas.
Okay, like you're gonna go a different soccer player.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Like I don't even know if I'm gonna go a soccer player, but I make an argument for like most entertaining. Like Messi's the GOAT, obviously, but there's something special about like prime Neymar. Like he was, or like, I mean, or Ronaldinho.
You are more of a soccer head than I am, but I think you're getting cute.
I'm getting a little cute. I'm just really on my heels right now. Who you got in this draft? Like I can't.
I think you're getting cute. I'm going prime Lionel. And then fifth, this was the guy I almost took at three. I was afraid you would take him and crush me. I can't let him slip any further. I'm taking current Carlos Alcaraz. I texted group chats. Is he on dominant this. Enough? I texted group. This isn't dominant. This is all time enjoyment. Who okay. You enjoy? Yeah, my team just looks dominant because I got all the goats. But like, I was texting the group chat. I get up for major championship tennis matches now the way I used to get up for like Ron finals games. Like I was locked and loaded. Like made sure I got my walk in, my coffee at 8:30, so I had 30 minutes to lock in on the couch before the final against Joker. Watching Carlos just dismantle the greatest tennis player of a generation is the most excited I get in sports these days. And he's perfect. He's just like he's going to destroy this sport for 2 years or for 2 decades. And it like Djokovic is such a mental assassin. Watching him not be able to deal with just like this goofy young kid who loves tennis, and like Carlos doesn't get rattled. If Carlos is losing, he's still just like a goofy little kid who loves tennis. It's the perfect combative rival for the GOATs in tennis. And it's like watching LeBron play tennis. That's how I feel. I love Alcaraz at five. Great value.
That is great value with that pick. Let's see.
You have two picks to end your team here.
I have two picks to end my team. I'm going to take prime Jeff Gordon, and then I'm also going to take...
No, you're not. Are you?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm taking prime Jeff Gordon.
What are we doing?
It's the greatest NASCAR driver of all time.
We're not drafting... We're drafting guys you enjoy watching the most.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Carter, what are you doing, dog? You want prime Jeff Gordon on the graphic?
No, I don't. I don't.
We can do it.
No, thank you. Man. Let's see here. Who I enjoyed watching the most.
Oh my God, man.
Sometimes I wonder if I enjoy greatness. I sometimes wonder. Are you going to have any homer picks on yours?
I don't think so. I think there's three names on my board right now that I think are too good not to pick. We'll note we have not had a hockey player taken. We have not had a baseball player taken. We have not had a woman taken.
Honestly,
I mean, I not before you pick, like, I think Caitlin Clark is obviously in the mix. I think Serena Williams is most definitely in the mix.
Yeah, I'm going to take Caitlin, though.
I think it's a good pick.
I'm going to take Caitlin. That was enjoyable. That was honestly a special, special type of enjoyable. And
also,
then,
you're welcome for that.
Thank you. And then, just throwing, I mean, when you have such a great draft as yours, throwing lobs is something that you have the ability to do. And I'm gonna take prime steroids Barry Bonds.
Not an awful pick. Stunned that you took a baseball player. Absolutely stunned by that.
That steroid off between him and McGuire was like I don't think I've ever enjoyed. That's when I enjoyed baseball. I have not since, I don't think.
For sure. Yeah. Sosa McGuire, stellar. Okay. So I had one potential homer pick that was never seriously considered, but just for the record books at home, my potential homer pick was Denard Robinson, Michigan Denard Robinson. Like, That 4-year run where I knew like I could just come home on a Saturday and like get to watch the most exciting player in college football every time. And there was like not huge team expectations because they were never that good, but he was probably going to run for like 220 yards. Like it was the best. It was like watching my team have Michael Vick. Michael Vick was also on my list of consideration. I'm rattling off all the ones I considered that I didn't take here, Cart. Michael Vick, Falcons era. I have Bryson DeChambeau on the list, Brooks Koepka feud era Bryson DeChambeau. That was the best Bryson to me. I have Vikings Randy Moss on the list. I have Olympics Usain Bolt on the list.
Honestly, Phelps should get a shout.
Phelps could have gotten a shout. Serena Williams is also on my list. Although you've heard me say this before, I'm not a personal huge, like, I don't root for Serena Williams, but like I love rooting against her and watching her. She's electric. With that said, the answer that I have taken, I couldn't do this without drafting a college basketball player. I'm taking the most exciting college basketball player I've ever seen in my life, the only appointment viewing college basketball player we've seen in our life. It's Duke Zion Williamson.
Yeah,
I would cancel plans to just be like, oh, Zion plays tonight, I gotta see what happens.
Yeah, I like that pick.
Yeah. Okay. So to summarize, your team is Lions, Calvin Johnson, peak Steph Curry, UConn, Kemba Walker, Patrick Mahomes, present day, Caitlin Clark, present day, Barry Bonds, home run record year. My team is young LeBron, young Tiger Woods, USC Reggie Bush, prime Messi, current Carlos Alcaraz, and Duke Zion Williamson.
Yeah, there's no need to make a graphic out of this.
It's a slaughter. Yeah. Final topic today, somehow, some way. This is something you and I haven't done yet. So looking forward to this. Who's going to make the All Big Ten first team this year? Last year, it was like a consensus, right? Like when we were doing preseason stuff, it was like everybody has Boo Booey. Everybody has Terrence Shannon. Everybody has Zach Edey. Everybody has Tyson Walker. And I think everybody had Jameer Young. Like that was it. There wasn't much debate. That was it. And I think it proved true for the most part. All those guys were like on the first team. This year feels a lot more wide open, like way more wide open to me. So I want to get our first pass here, both your first pass and my first pass. And I think some of the hot takes you've spit out in the last couple of days are going to be put to the test when we actually have to project who's going to make this team.
You want to go first?
I'm still working through mine live on the show right now. I have names in consideration. I have three names I think are pretty unanimous, but I also don't think you're going to agree with them.
How many? Let's do the classic fun game. How many do you think we're going to have the same? What's the over under?
For sure, two.
For sure, two.
And I think one of the other three will like randomly stumble into.
Okay. Oh.
So I'll say three. Yeah, I'll say three.
Let me make sure I don't miss anybody here. This could get spicy.
It could get really spicy. Like, there's not names you feel great about. There's really not.
Oof.
You want to knock out the obvious ones? Or obvious one?
I think the obvious one or maybe two would be, well, obvious one's Braden, right? The returning first teamer.
Braden Smith is no doubt on the list. Yeah.
He has to be. Do you have Kasparis on the list?
I have Kasparis as the second most likely player in the league.
All right. So me and you both have him.
Yep.
Okay. I have Malik Renew on my team.
He's not even in my consideration. I have a different Indiana big. I have Umar Bhalo.
You have Umar as first?
But I think, so I knew this was going to happen. I think whoever the better Indiana big is like a lock to be on.
They're going to get somebody on here.
And in theory, it could be Mackenzie Mbako too. But
ooh.
Yeah. But I think it's most like one of the bigs, one of the Indiana true front court guys will be on this list for sure.
Yeah. I could have put Taco, but I had another three man.
I mean, you don't really have to go positional with it either. You can, true. But you don't have to.
True. See, when I did my first like go around on this, like I before even like looking and thinking about it really quick, first names that came to mind, Braden Kasparis, Renew, Dawson, Garcia. Those are the first that came to my mind right away. But like Minnesota's gonna be terrible.
Yep.
So like I that'll probably take him out of consideration. I don't know what Greg Osabor is gonna do for Washington, but I don't think they're gonna be good enough. Like, is one of the Rutgers freshmen going to be good enough to be first team all Big Ten? Does Bruce Thornton find his way on there? Like, there's a lot of. If I put Malik Renew at the four and I give you Vlad Golden at the five, can that be a compromise?
Well, we can just have different lists. We don't need to compromise.
Oh, we can have different lists. Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have to compromise.
Okay.
Do you want me to read you all of my in consideration names?
Yes.
In consideration, Braden Smith, Kasparis Jackachonis, Umar Bhalo, Malik Renew, Dawson Garcia, Ace Baldwin, Danny Wolf, Mackenzie Mbako, Great Osabor, Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Jackson Shellstad, Jacoby Gillespie, Bruce Thornton. I think those 13 players deserve mention for first team all Big Ten. I have my five prepared. If you're ready to unveil yours, I'm ready to unveil mine.
Yes, I have my five.
Who's your five?
My five is Malik Renew, Mackenzie Mbako.
Wow.
Kasparis, Braden, and Frankie Fiddler.
Deadass?
Deadass.
All right.
I've talked myself into Fiddler just being the best player on Michigan State. And if things work out, it's a top four team in the Big Ten.
Okay. All right. I'm shook. I did not see that one coming. I thought it would at least be Akins. Or like one of the sophomore breakout guys. I mean, I know that the reports are that Fiddler looks great, but it would be a stunning result if he was first team All Big Ten right away, right?
It definitely would be, yeah.
Year one as a transfer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We'll go Braden Smith, Kasparis Jackachonis, Umar Bhalo. I'm going Great Osabor.
Going Great Osabor, huh?
I'm going Jackson Shellstad.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you didn't see that one coming, did you?
No. I know I shook you to your core. You shook me too.
Yeah, I was watching Jackson Shellstad tape the other day.
He's nice.
All the way in on this dude. Like,
he's really nice.
All the way in on this dude.
He's not playing with TJ Bamba.
I'm all the way in on this dude. I'm stunned you didn't go one of the Rutgers freshmen. You're so high on Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. What's going on there?
I'm weak. Straight up, I'm weak.
I'm stunned that you have two Indiana guys in your top five. You constantly downplay them. Like, if they have two first team All Big Ten players, doesn't that mean they're awesome?
Well, here's where I was coming from. I wanted Dawson on there, but Minnesota's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
That I know they're not going to.
But if Renew and Mbako are both on this team, that means Indiana's incredible, right?
Yes.
So if this is your list, you kind of have to drop the whole, like, I'm skeptical of Indiana thing.
I do.
I think if you think they have two first team All Big Ten, like, you don't just get first team All Big Ten without having a great season. Like, that would tell me, like, Indiana won the league very clearly, and those two put up stupid numbers, and Balo's not even on your list, and he's obviously going to be good.
Okay. In that case, I'm
no, you're locked in. I want you to realize what you just did.
No.
No, you're locked in, Cart. You locked in. The graphic's already been sent to DTerp. He got
no.
It. It's locked in. It's locked in. I'm sorry. I think Ace Baldwin's the one we're gonna miss, by the way. I want to go on record with his second year transfers. His numbers were already great. They just need to not be horrendous, and I think he's on the list. Yeah, I feel good about mine.
Hate mine.
I feel really good about mine. One big thing presented by Duncan Mechanical Solutions. Cart, when you're in trouble, you know who I call? It's Duncan Mechanical Solutions. They save the day. If you're looking for quality furnace repair, heating, HVAC, whatever you need, air experts, they have them over at Duncan Mechanical Solutions. Go to DuncanMechanicalSolutions.com. 20% off if you tell them the Sleepers sent you. What's your one big thing?
My one big thing today is I want to shout out Detroit Pistons rookie Bobby Klintman. Came in third at the Las Vegas Summer League Call of Duty tournament. So shout out to him for coming in third. Finished just behind Bronny James, who won the title, and Grant Williams, who was in second place.
We're so back. My one big thing is just a pure, genuine bit of excitement for me. I can't wait to play this college football game. I'm going to spend
do you get to play it today?
Yeah.
So you did like the early access.
Yeah, if you pre-order the deluxe, it's 4 p.m., my brother.
Wow, you're almost there.
I could cry. Good. Thanks for watching. We'll be back tomorrow.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.